Me and my guys, we really lie. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Let off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.
Before I slide into the next shop, want to shout out YB Entertainment for showing love. Kiana, I don't want to mispronounce your name. Kevin, as usual, popped in. Geeky, Lester, J, y'all blowing up the comments right now, having these conversations, and we seeing them. Can't always talk about everything, but definitely showing love to y'all for popping in and keeping the conversation going. Gratitude, Gria, definitely got love for you. Thank you so much. The surgeon, the boss. Eric Robert Williams, everybody in here just talking. Jessica, we see y'all. Khadijah, definitely big love to y'all. Everybody in here just contributing to the conversation. Selena, all of y'all, thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and move over to what we going to call the family chop. The family chop. And for the family chop, I want to talk to y'all about, you know, y'all know I be on the Twitter. And a little Twitter conversation that was introduced by Joy Reid. Now, if y'all not familiar with Joy Ann Reid, she is a political commentator on,
MSNBC.
She's on MSNBC. I didn't want to say, and then she was gone or something, because you know these.
She's a host, actually. She's not just a commentator. She's a host.
Excuse me, and I want to give credit where credit is due, because she is definitely
the
leading Black women. And
you know, MSNBC is tanned as fuck these days.
Period. But Joy Reid, being the Black mama that she is, jumped on the Twitter the other day on the 23rd and tweeted something and said, y'all are out here negotiating with your kids about what they're going to eat for dinner? With a meme of, what's my man's name right here? PJ Tucker, looking just utterly confused, right? Y'all are out here negotiating with your kids about what they're going to eat for dinner. And the internet, the Twitters ate her up, right? First response to her tweet was, of course, in the name of millennial new age parenting, was like, yo, y'all are hell-bent on making y'all kids' lives miserable. Why are you so mean to your children? Why do you make your kids essentially eat things that they don't want to eat, right? And so I'm going to set it up. I'm going to continue to set up what happened. So I watched this unfurl. A lot of people agree. Yeah, let the kids eat what they want. I don't know what you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all being mean to kids. Y'all don't give them rights. You don't give them a voice. Then wonder why they grow up like this or like that. You don't have to torture kids in order to, like, have a peaceful household.
Yeah.
And that was a fair response, so I thought. But then, right, I thought I picked a side. But then other people came back and was like, y'all are tripping. Not everybody lives in this Partridge Family-ass household where you get to think what you want right. for dinner, and we got right. money for you to eat this and open this bag of this and open up. Like, you can't just run through the groceries because you don't like what somebody made. That's the right. privilege that everybody got access to. And that teaches kids to always try to, you know, be against the grain and against the group and never go along.
What's it called?
That they supposed to have themselves. They weigh every meal every time.
Well, yeah. Be a contrarian out there.
Yes, right. And so it created an interesting conversation.
Entitled. Like, that's what I was looking for.
Entitled. Right?
Yes.
And yes. So parent don't ever get to make a decision, you know, whatever. So I was like, swayed again. So I'm kind of unresolved. I've gone back and forth about the issue again. Don't have a child. Don't have a horse in this race or a child in this race, considering what we talk about. But talk to me, chat. Talk to me, parents, the plug, the consciously. How do we feel about this debate? What side are you taking in this situation?
Hey, man, I feel like me as a parent, like, listen, we can have some balance, goddammit. We can have a permutation. We can do both of these things, but it's going to really be in context. It's like, if you feel me, want to have something that I feel like ain't that good for you to have right now, or it's just past a certain time, and it's like, hell no, y'all messed up. It's time to go to bed. You eat that and make you want to go to bed. Then I'm not trying to hear this, you feel me? No. Daddy said what he said. But there are some times that I feel like my kids should be able to have some input on what he or she is eating, you feel me? And or if they don't like it, like, I get they don't like it, you feel me? Like, you don't like it, I get you don't like it. But I think that, you know what I'm saying, I feel like you got to figure out some type of balance of having that. I think that right now, though, I feel like people that's probably on the other side of, man, I'm going to make a meal I want to eat, they probably be winning, because me trying to find the balance of that. My 3-year-old and 5-year-old have horrible eating habits, I feel like. Like, they eat bullshit, you feel me? All they want to eat is bullshit. So I'm trying to get them to eat some real, some good stuff. It's hard to get them to do it because they used to also obviously
and that's my thing. Bullshit.
Eating bullshit, yeah.
If something's good for you, you know, I don't want that. I don't like it. is it because you don't like it, like literally, or is it because it's not a French fry, or it's not a chicken nugget, or it's not a, and you know that it exists, so you're making yourself not like something because you know that you've had other things that are somewhere around here that could probably be a better option for you. Plug, go ahead.
And that's where I think my answer sits in this whole thing, is that as a parent, it's not just a question of facilitating dinner. I'm teaching habits. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching eating habits. You feel me? So if we eat this week, it's because we had, you know what I'm saying, this on this day, and you need this in your body. Okay. Regardless. You know what I'm saying? And I think that on this question of, you know, allowing them to negotiate, like, think about it. Like let's just be honest. If kid, like for me, if I was able to choose dinner, I would choose cake. Or if it was like, all right, you got to get real food. All right, I want fried chicken. Every night, fried chicken. That's not fucking healthy. And I need to learn. I need to learn, like, okay, no, these are different. You eat different meals, you know what I'm saying? Because you have different things that your body needs in order for you to grow and become a big boy. You feel me? So like that, so that's... Shut up.
It tickled me. I don't know why I did, but that's a big boy. Like he is. He said,
that's how I talk to my guy. I'd be like, yo, come on, you gotta eat. That's what I'm struggling now, because my 9-month-old don't want to eat shit. He don't want nothing.
Yeah.
So, like fries, he'll fuck some fries up though. Like if I put some applesauce, some shit that he know he like, he'll fuck it up. But like when it comes to sit outside of that, it's a problem.
I don't know. Like, I guess my biggest thing is I wouldn't be so against making concessions and swapping some things out if what you want, you want something else that's comparable to what this is, right? So you can't be like, I don't want vegetables ice cream. Like, you can't be like, here's a protein, but I don't want that. We're just gonna have SpaghettiOs every day all the time or something like that. Then it's just like, that's not the same. Like, that's that, this is this, and you know what I'm saying? So I think that's the relationship, is like, it needs to be a one-to-one. If I, because, and that's, I had to be clear, and even in my own house, I had to be clear. Like, I don't like peas. There's not anything you can do to me, tell me, do to them, cheese them, pepper them, and garlic them. You know, niggas do the Holy Trinity. Get a little salt, a little pepper, little garlic powder, a little onion.
Throw some Lowry's. You got to throw some Lowry's on it.
You know, but I don't want that either, right? So there's not a pea you can give me, but I'll take a green bean or a stalk of broccoli. You know what I'm saying? Any day of the week. So we had to figure out. She was like, and I was like, you just have to understand the pea itself is trash. I'm not against veg, right? It's just that particular thing. So I want y'all to look back in time real quick. How did y'all grow up though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was the approach applied to y'all? Y'all talking about what y'all, you know, y'all kids. But what was the rule in y'all house?
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, you can't even open up two bags of cereal at the same time.
Yes,
right. That's a fact. That's a fact. The fuck you need two bags of cereal open for? Finish what? The one, and that's if it's
in two my bags house, of cereal. In my household, whatever my mom or my grandma cook, if you ain't eat that, then your ass ain't hungry. If you ain't eating that, then you ain't hungry. And when I say you ain't hungry, that mean that if you don't want to eat what we cook tonight, then your ass is not eating.
Yeah.
So
also, if we make you something to eat, you're gonna sit at the table until it's finished.
I wanted to ask about that. Okay.
So once you make the decision, you getting it, goddamn, you got it. But if you don't want it, then you ain't eating it now.
Yeah. Shit. My shit was weird, right? Like my mom, like she just made food that we liked. Like my mama didn't like peas. So she didn't make us eat peas. You feel me? I mean, it's probably like a handful of times where I was like, I don't want to eat what you cooking, because like she made good food. Like probably the only thing that I didn't really like to eat that she made was probably like green beans, shit like that. But like, you know, when my mama made salad, when she made carrots, corn, whatever, you know what I'm saying, she cooked in a way that we liked. But my grandma though, like I had, like she was more like more loving and exploring with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, so she was always about, you know, trying something new. Don't say you don't like it, you know, try it, because you know, and because she would always say grandma knows. So because like when I guess since I was a kid, I'd be like, I don't want it, and she would make like I would eat it, take a couple bites, and then I'm fucking it up by the end of the shit.
Exactly. So it's like you just don't even know, like you're not sure about life. Right. And I think that's the thing about it. Like, I don't want to invalidate kids, But you don't also, you also don't
you
know.
Don't
that.
Know
I don't
right.
want you to be. Here's the two things I don't want. I don't want you to continue to grow and go in life and never try nothing, never like, because I think that can be said about things outside of food. Just, you know, it can be a systemic or reflective of a personality trait that you have that's not just a food thing, but you just only like what you like. You're being closed-minded, you're not being open to new experiences, new opportunities, whatever else. But it's the second reason, y'all. I also don't want to have the kid that goes on dates with people and you get unique opportunities to go do some cool shit and you getting chicken tenders
and you getting chicken. Yo,
I'm not raising that child.
Toya, because I'm gonna be for real. I'm gonna be for real.
I feel too.
My friends,
my daughter gonna be like that and my son gonna be like me. Listen, my wife like that too. My wife, we can go to a seafood restaurant, she getting chicken tenders.
Come on, but
that's what I'm saying. Grown people that do that, Faith, I judge y'all. Tell Faith I judge her, bro. Like, if you go somewhere, like, if you go to just, like, a place, you know what I'm saying? And they got all this shit on the menu, and your grown ass end up with chicken strips, chicken nuggets. Like, I be feeling bad, because, like, I like a good burger. I like to try burgers at different places. Mm-hmm. But in certain places, it's just like, okay, they probably got a good burger, but let me try, you know what I'm saying, something else. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so, like, because my grandma taught me to explore. You know what I mean? Like, try different things, because you might like it. I mean, but grown ass people I just want a burger and some fries. It's duck on the menu. But you can try some.
Try it. You know what I'm saying? Now we got these comments is going off. A lot of people chiming in. I won't possibly be able to catch up with y'all. But Medusa Show Off, I want to know. You said I don't understand why y'all act like it's an issue to make the best decision for your kids. Which side of this debate are you falling on? I want to kind of be sure that way I know how to interpret that. When you say what's best for the kids, do you mean?
Obviously, I'm dictating what they eat. Man, I'm making them eat what they want to eat. I know what that is from parents.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
she said you're making the best decision. I know what you need to eat.
Here's the thing. Yeah. And the reason why I latched onto that comment in terms of making the best decision for your child is that a lot of people in the comments, and I asked y'all why y'all had, you know, y'all about y'all's experiences for a reason. A lot of people in the comments on the other side of this debate was like, you know what? I got whoopings. Like, people was like, you don't eat, I'm gonna tear you up, you wasting my money, da, da, da. We ain't gotta like that. And people, you know, were punished. Like,
I would presume.
Physically. People was like, you know, you sit here, whatever. I slept at tables, waking up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever, still had to go to school, but they wouldn't let me get up. Then, you know, whatever. Other people was like, you know, I've been forced to eat this food. And, you know, my parents didn't realize I wasn't just saying I didn't like it because I didn't like it. And years later found out I was allergic to it. Right, you know what I'm saying? So there are a lot of, you know, and you know, kids throw up, can make themselves throw up. I done seen some actors in my time. And so kids are like, you know what I mean? You know, when kids cry too hard, they lose their lunch. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people are like, they thought I was faking crying, and nah, I really threw up. You know, in some ways, the clear your plate philosophy was and wasn't kind of forced on me. And my situation is interesting because I was a bigger body child. You know what I'm saying? So in some ways, I feel like they were scared to tell me to eat all my food because they didn't want me to get no bigger. But at the same time, also, you know, that black parenting, you better eat what I give you. So it was having to say it. Mealtime was interesting for me all by itself. Now, in my household, my mama was real cool about, like, my brother and my sister are twins and they're 13 years older than me. And my mama had them at 19. So if we having pork and beans, we're having pork and beans. Like, I don't know what this is, like, non-negotiable. I'm 22 trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm 25 trying to feed three people or whatever.
Funny thing about pork and beans, I had to explain what that was to my first generation African wife.
Yeah, pork and beans or beanies.
The look on her face.
I mean, and they are what they are.
That's what poverty looked like in America, motherfucker.
Noodles, some pork and beans, nigga, what, some hot dogs, whatever. But
some noodles with some cheese and some shit.
My mom was real cool. They'll say to this day, I grew up privileged and real bougie because I was basically like an only child. Like 13 years later, my mama had the hang of it. Like, and we was going to Red Lobster and going to Applebee's and going to, you know, whatever.
And it was just y'all two. So yeah. It wasn't three. It was a whole head that she had to cut off. Yeah.
Me and my mama rolling. And so a lot of stuff in the house that I didn't like, she stopped cooking completely. I don't like stew and roast and shit. I don't like pot roast. I don't like stews.
Me either.
I don't like stews, roast.
I don't want no soups, that meatloaf shit. Keep all that.
I don't like no Salisbury steak.
chicken fried, like chicken fried steak.
Nothing country fried, chicken fried.
Chicken fried steak, country fried steak, I can mess with. But
I can't help you with none of that.
Yeah, actually, I think I've seen George eat it. I think I've seen George grossly eat, just like fuck up a chicken fried steak.
But, she made the decision to like slowly but surely phase it out. And she was
boiled hot dogs.
I had what I wanted at the home.
Were they split at the end? They blew up at the end?
The boss, listen, I'm with you. Boiled hot dogs to this day. Can't stand them.
Syrup sandwiches.
And they look ugly.
Syrup sandwiches, man.
Syrup sandwiches. Stop playing with me, dog.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it. Bro, poverty meals. We've been talking about this for a minute. A lot of great comments. Christopher said, I'm going to refer to this. You guys probably already touched on this, but a lot of this you better eat attitude is generational trauma. Historically, we haven't always had the resources and as Black people in America. And that's 1,000% true, right? There are logics and reasons why people were so insistent about you actually appreciating the meal that you get. And let's not act like there are not food deserts, poverty, complete dilapidation, structural violence in our communities today, right? That is a logic of now. Like, my nigga, we have this many food stamps, and fortunately, you know, the amounts that people are being allocated are going up here recently as a decision, some decisions made by this administration. But, you know, it's the 21st.
And that's the reason why my house was like
31st is 10 days away. You throwing away food? Like, we ate good first week. We can have two. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest about how these stamps is rolling. So
let me say this real quick for you.
And I'm echoing through somebody's computer. I don't know what the situation is, but
I think that might be George. Yeah, because I'm echoing too.
Go ahead, Chloe. What was you about to say before we close it out?
The one thing that we also want to remember, though, is that just to kind of like you said, we was eating good, and then all of a sudden it's like, nah, we ain't eating the same way at different parts in the month.
It's the end of the month.
Kids don't understand that. Like, one minute, mama like, yeah, we can get some McDonald's. The next minute, we got food at home. So sometimes, like, that confusion came from kids not understanding financially what it meant and what it took to feed everybody. You know what I mean? And so, like, that played a large role into it.
Well, I'm going to close it out by shouting out Kevin, who's been in the comments giving a lot of insightful things from the perspective of a parent, talking about, you know, the things that they've tried, the things that they've gone through, even the reality of the fact that a lot of food we were forced to eat wasn't even healthy food for us to be eating in the first place. When we talk about Black people in relationship to unhealthy eating habits and various diseases and illnesses that are common in our family, it's because we was forced to eat stuff that we probably shouldn't have had, you know, huge portions of in the first place. We love our cultural foods, right? But a different approach to what we're eating and how we're eating is a level of consciousness. One thing that Kevin pointed out, and I want to talk to y'all about either tips that y'all use with your children or tips that you wish people would have used with you. One tip Kevin used was the 3-bite rule, right? So I'll let you stop eating something that you say you don't like, but take 3 bites of it. I think that's fair, right? If you have an allergic reaction to it or something like that, at least we didn't give you a whole lot of it. You know what I'm saying? We didn't shove it down your throat. So if you're allergic to it now, we know that. But if you don't like it, you at least probably respect it. You gave effort. You tried to respect the money that I spent. You know what I'm saying? It's just a level of effort on everybody's part to just understand something. You try something new. Maybe you won't hate it as much next time. Maybe I can get some feedback. What do you think I could do to it to make it better? Well, you won't know if you didn't take a couple bites of it. So it leaves some space for some conversation. And I really like that, Kevin. So shout out to you.
Shout out to you, Kevin.
Yeah. Plug and Lee, either what is a tip for one tip that y'all actively use or that you wish would have been used on you that you think would be a perfect situation to figure out dinner time?
Well, I really don't have complaints about how I was fed, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I'm only 9 months in the game and I'm losing right now. So come back to when I get it right, then we'll have this conversation, because right now, like, his Heisman game is strong right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how, like, direct it is. He's like, I don't want the spoon. Mm-hmm. Get it out of my face. I don't want the pieces. Get it out of my face. So I'm losing that fight. You don't want advice from a nigga who's not there yet. So
I think that when I first started out, I started out good. I started out good with Izzy. I was an undergraduate. No, I was in graduate school. I was at home a lot. I was thinking consciously about what she was eating. So I had a snacking on a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables. Like, she was used to like eating like cucumbers, tomatoes, bananas, all type of fruit and vegetables, literally. Like, that's what we would snack on together. Mm-hmm. I think that, man, by the time my son was born, and I started working and started being more on the go, now my kids more used to, like, pizza, Chick-fil-A, you feel me? We try to stay away from the McDonald's. Every once in a while, we'll throw it in, but we try to stay away from the McDonald's. But we'll definitely get some Chick-fil-A. Definitely give them a Nutella sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Now, though, what I try to do is give them fruit in every, like when I have fruit cut up at the house, give them fruit in every meal that I give them. And I find they usually, like, they'll eat some. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, it's really just been a struggle, and now trying to get my kids back to eating how I had Izzy eating. Insane. Just don't like vegetables and fruit at all. Yeah, like, he just don't. You feel me? Like, sometimes he'll do vegetables anyway, but he don't eat fruit at all. Really, it's just very weird.
I feel like fruit.
Yeah, I feel like I failed him though. I feel like now that I did the research on the shit or whatever, I feel like I gave him so much. He has so many artificial flavor, and, you know what I'm saying, and sugar shit, and make it where the natural shit don't taste the same. You feel me? And to little kids, taste nasty, the natural foods, because they're so used to artificial flavoring. Right. So, like, now I'm trying to get into that. But I feel like, man, I might have to just be old school hard with them for a little bit. Like, man, this is what we got right here, son. You got almost all. I give them options. It's like, you got both of them. Cause now, eat like, you feel me, the white girl from Get Out, goddamn. She wants to eat some cereal and a cup of milk, nigga, and not together. You feel me? Some goldfish and a piece of cheese or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? So, you know what I mean? I try to get her. I feel like she eat kind of better, but, you know what I'm saying, I see right there too. You feel me? Processed foods. That's right now. What I have to break my kids from and recognize too. That I feel like I've eaten so much processed food, and I've seen so much processed food that it's just, like, hard to break away from the chains of food.
I said, for as long as I can, like, my kids not finna have nothing. Like, if it's not 100% juice, you can't have it. If it's got high fructose, like, and I think everybody sets out to be that parent, but I just think, you know, it's not a reason. And I understand the convenience of it, and I get it. And so I don't want to speak out of turn on this, because I know parents just, like, you just don't understand until it happens to you.
Nah, hey, I get it though.
I really do want to keep it. And I think as just a child who grew up, y'all, my highest weight was, I ain't even gonna drop the digits for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And in the age I was at when I was at that weight, and it happened to me by surprise, because I was an active young person. Like, I wasn't just sitting on my hands, just doing whatever. But just to fatness and bigness and body. Fat phobia, a whole other conversation. It's not about that. It's about living a healthy, long, functional life, which, even at the size I am now, I'm not thin or small, but I have more control over my body and what it's doing and how it's doing that. So I just want to equip my kids to do that. And I set them behind by, you know, like you said, limiting McDonald's. Like, I want to keep them away from McDonald's for as long as humanly possible. Like, that'd be something that I go off on one of my family members. But they was like, yeah, we was over here and we took them to McDonald's for what? For what? If you didn't have money to go get them something a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how kids see them arches and symbols and pop culture or whatever. They connect to that stuff and they get addicted to it, not just because of how it tastes, but what they feel like it's supposed to represent in terms of rewards and stuff like that for them. So just thinking, you know, more full-fledged about the young people we're raising, the decision-making skills we equipping them with, the diversity of foods, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you did with Izzy, the fruits, the grapes, the bananas, the whatever. We got
to,
you know.
A lot of that. Man, we still.
This conversation pulled a blessed and appreciated.
Hey, yesterday morning, though, me and Izzy ran through a whole. Yesterday though, me and Izzy ran through a whole bag of grapes together. Yesterday morning though, so we still doing good. But my Zane,
ain't nothing about it. He ain't talking about it. Well, listen, we appreciate y'all tagging in and talking about this. I feel like I'm about to mispronounce the first name of this, but DeJure and the Boss. Thank you so much for showing love and tossing a donation, you know, just a love gift to us. We definitely appreciate y'all getting up in here. But that has been The Family Chop.
Me, my guys, we really live. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Lit off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.